At this time every week, we are joined by our official attorney of this program, Lisa Lanier. She's the president of Lanier Law Group. Hireaheavyweight.com or LanierLawGroup.com. Lisa, it's great to talk to you. I sent you a late-breaking story involving Buc-ee's. I don't even know if you got it. Did you get it?
I got it. Yes, I got it. I should have said got it.
No,
yes.
No. You know, I feel like this has happened before. Buc-ee's is suing Beaver's Mini Mart in Beaver Creek, Ohio, because the cartoon Beaver logo closely resembles the Buc-ee's logo. But don't they just sue anybody and everybody who has anything close to them?
They absolutely do. They are really famous for going after even things that are not beavers, you know, any kind of little animal if it has their colors on it. And the thing is that they have such deep pockets, so many financial resources, that they just lawyer these little, you know, small business owners to death. Because, like, this is just a little family mini mart. It's the family's livelihood. And they're in a town called Beaver Creek. That's why it's called the Beaver Mini Mart.
Yes.
And so by the, you know, application of the law, the mini mart would win here. But the problem is the mini mart probably cannot afford to take on the vast financial resources at Buc-ee's. This is very expensive litigation. And so oftentimes the little guy will just give up and will change their logo. And but here, interestingly, there's a big GoFundMe that is, you know, gaining traction to get legal fees paid for these folks. And then there's also this notoriety from John Oliver from HBO, he's kind of going after Buc-ee's, and he's got this, he's selling a line of merchandise called Buck Off. And he has taken his logo, Mr. Nutter Butter, and dressed him up to look like the Buc-ee's mascot. And so it's kind of, you know, there's a lot of pushback right now. And the governor of Ohio is calling for Buc-ee's to back down. And I mean, it's just Buc-ee's is kind of taking a beating over this one, I think.
Well, they should. I mean, come on.
Well, at this point, it does feel like you're beating up the mom and pop.
Yeah, why would they do that? You know, why would
it's
Buc-ee's,
just one store.
Because you know they're not going to cut in on their business.
No.
So why does Buc-ee's even do this? It does seem like it would be a PR nightmare.
Lisa, do they do it because it's one of those where if we let one get away with it, then...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They just believe really strongly in protecting their brand. And there are a lot of famous trademark holders out there. A lot of them are celebrities that just viciously go after anybody that tries to infringe on their trademark. But Buc-ee's is probably, they wrote the book on it. They're the best.
What are your thoughts on Buc-ee's? We were talking about them earlier. I've never been. B.B. Shea, Biggie, and Red Rachel. You said you had been, Red Rachel?
Oh, no, I've never been.
But B.B. Shea and
never been. I've never been. I'm curious to go, but yeah, I've never been.
Biggie says, I'm doing a typical Chris Kelly circle on this. I'll deny it forever, won't go until they have us out, and then I'll have to say good things about them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're building one, Lisa, not far. Well, you're not
you're
far
right
from it either.
Yeah. Yeah, you're close.
Yeah, I'm going to go to that one for sure just to check it out when it's built.
This is outside the U.S. I was fascinated by this. It's in South Korea. There's a chef there, Michelin star chef. And he in South Korea now, he's facing a year in prison. Because he's served sorbet and other items for like 4 years that had edible ants on the sorbet. So customers are like, what? You serve? But he's like, it's on the menu. You know there are ants. So why is it that he literally could go to jail on this? And what would happen in the U.S. if, you know, Red Lobster put some ants on the menu? And you know, what would happen in this country, Lisa? And what do you think about this?
In South Korea, ants are banned. I mean, they are illegal. So and there's a concern that they pass heavy metals from their little ant bodies.
Yes.
yes. And so, but they're considered like a lot of things. You know, when you ban it in a country, then it becomes like, ooh, it's a hot commodity. So the queen ant is considered more valuable in South Korea than caviar, more sought after than caviar. And so people try to eat it illegally. But what happened is this Michelin star, he's got two Michelin stars, which is a big deal on his restaurant.
Yeah.
And he is from Australia, and he has mostly had his restaurants have been in Europe. And so he says he just didn't know. He didn't know that South Korea didn't allow ants. And to get these Michelin stars, you have to be really creative, you know. And it's when we were on vacation, we ate at this Michelin star restaurant, and I was eating this dish, and I was like, "What is this?" And so I finally asked the wait person because the texture was a little bit odd on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out It was the neck gland, the thymus gland of a baby cow.
Oh.
And yeah, it was.
Right. What is wrong with the Netherlands?
Lisa. And you liked it, there.
Oh. You know, it I will tell you, the taste was good. The texture was a little funky.
I bet. Oh, God. Yeah. Did you hear that? This is about texture. It's totally not on the grid right now. But there was a woman on QVC, and she was describing the texture of something. I'm just going to play it for
you. A wig.
It's the texture of a wig.
They love to show the texture and this wave pattern. Again, it looks like you went and got a job at your blowout at your salon, and it looks beautiful.
Yeah.
God, the salons are going to be overrun today.
Is this the one for the BJ?
My understanding is you guys are giving out BJs now.
Yeah, I meant to say blowout on me. QVC host says, sorry, I mishandled that information.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's not since Fox News had Shepard Smith working there have we heard something like that. This was years ago as well.
J-Lo's new song, Jenny from the Block, all about Lopez roots, about how she's still a neighborhood gal at heart. But folks from that street in New York, the Bronx section, sound more likely to give her a curb job than a blow job or block party. The New York Post, sorry about that slip up there. I have no idea how that happened, but it won't happen again.
It didn't. He quit.
Sure, Chef.
Yeah. Sorry, Lisa, but when you were talking texture and that BJ thing just popped into my head from QVC. Man says, get off my lawn in Minnesota. This is a guy who's only 39, but this literally is get off my lawn. Some kids were riding their bicycles through his lawn, and he said it was messing up the yard, of course. So he made a homemade spike strip from plastic and 43-inch screws, which he hid in his yard, to which Rachel and I said, good.
Yeah. Do it again.
Yeah, but I know where this is going.
He's in jail.
That's the old booby trap.
He's in trouble. Yep, Lisa's told us about this before. You can't do it, right?
You cannot set booby traps. No, you absolutely cannot. Just decades and decades ago, there was a man that set a booby trap in his shed with a gun, and because he thought people were breaking into his shed, and a kid from the neighborhood broke into his shed and was killed. And after that, and this was way, I mean, like 1940s, I think, but then all across the United States, states just were horrified about the booby trap thing. And so they enacted legislation making it illegal to do this. And so this guy, luckily nobody was hurt. And so he's not charged. He could have been charged with a felony if somebody had been hurt. But because they were not, he's charged with a pretty serious misdemeanor. It's called a gross misdemeanor. He faces 180 days in jail and $1,000 fine.
Well, that's a lot to me.
Yeah.
But listen, if you've got teenagers cutting across your yard, messing it up on their bicycles, and you ask them not to, and they keep on doing it, and maybe you call the parents, and they keep on doing it, are the cops going to pay any attention? I mean, are they going to care? What is the best course of action?
Probably not. I mean, the poor guy probably, I mean, the best thing he could probably done was, like, put up a fence or something. I mean, I don't think police are going to, and that's expensive, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, he's had hundreds of kids. The way his lawn is situated, it is a perfect cut through to like a city park or something.
Yeah.
And so the kids are just constantly flying through his yard on their bikes.
I'd take the 180 days in jail.
And go ahead and spike strip them.
And you know some of the kids, because I'm sure he'd go out there and yell at them. They'd be like, oh, don't cut through my yard. Right. I mean, teenagers never make things better.
No, they never. No. Exactly. No. You know what I'd yell at him is, don't you want to play video games inside? Why are you?
I bet that was yelled. Shouldn't you be inside?
Yes. Why are you cutting through my yard on your bicycles? It's ridiculous.
Right.
Unreal. One more quick one here for you. The Department of Health and Human Services has pulled a certificate from the Network for Hope, an organ procurement group serving Kentucky and some other states, because they found several cases, correct me if I'm wrong here, where people were organ donors, but they were in the hospital getting better, and yet Network for Hope was saying, take her spleen.
Yeah,
I don't think, I think I'm going to
do it. Okay. Am I right on this, Lisa?
You are so right. They found that 30% of organ harvesting that this company did was people who had signs of life and were not fully dead. It is like an organ donor's worst nightmare. The thing that you want to be an organ donor, but you're scared this is going to happen. Well, here it is. It's happening.
That's awful. Yeah. That's awful. Yeah. So I'm glad they took their license away like that. I hope that's not happening widespread now. That will get out, and then people won't be organ donors like they should. Ah, terrible.
Yeah, yeah. And this was a pretty big, it covered, this particular organ harvesting company covered several states. And so now people who are on these waiting lists and dying, you know, are going to be set back because there is going to be a time while they're, you know, searching for new providers and stuff where there's going to be a shortage in that area.
Terrible. But it has to be done. Mm-hmm. They take their license here. Lisa Lanier, boy, you ran the gamut, and we got a late one in there about Buc-ee's, which you covered beautifully as always. The docket is now empty. We will get ready for next Friday and talk to you whenever any kind of legal news breaks. Lisa, thank you so much.